Midlands 103 and other radio stations there, serving Kildare, Offaly and Laois, and playing happy music to try and get the public to keep the faith as the Midlands lockdown and compulsory wearing of face masks takes hold. But what is it like on the ground in the Midlands with a population of 400,000 people on this grey day going into a second lockdown, mainly because of outbreaks in meat plants and direct provision centres? Well, Henry McKean has visited Port Laois for us and he joins us now. Henry, how are the locals and businesses coping with this new localised lockdown?
Good evening, Mark. Yeah, a bit of Bon Jovi is really helping them to keep the faith and they're trying to get on with it. They are disappointed. They're crestfallen. I met these shoppers all wearing face masks, or they had their face masks nearby.
Shocking.
Are you wearing a mask?
Yeah, I only wear it when I'm in the shop. Then I take it off and I come out. I'm from Laois. I live in Kildare.
Can you travel to Kildare?
Yes, I live in Kildare. Well, I have to go to work.
And that is allowed?
Supposed to be, anyway. Why did the lockdown Cork and Dublin when the cases were high?
Do you feel like a jailbird?
Yeah, I do actually. Lockdown, so you can't go anywhere.
And have you ever been to jail?
No, but if I feel I'm limited to what I can do, innit?
Can you understand why they locked down these three counties?
No, because they didn't lock down Dublin and Cork when the cases were high.
Sure, look, it's our second time round and we're getting good ahead now at this stage. We're very resilient here in County Laois, all right? We'll be fine. We'll take the rap for the rest of them. We don't have any meat factory in trouble, but we're just carrying the can. We're obviously an experimental thing that they're doing, you know, so.
Extremely boring.
So you're not too happy to be wearing a mask again and in lockdown?
No, not at all.
Like, it is tough. There's not much you can do.
We're out in the streets, you're not wearing a mask, but are you wearing them in the shops?
Yeah, I have here in hand, so. When I go indoors now, I'll put back on, but when I'm outside, I like just to be myself, like, you know what I mean?
It's annoying because, like, a lot of my friends will be in Dublin because I go to college in Dublin, so I can't really see them now as much as I'd like to.
So my name's Rory Coss, and it's a starring tattoo.
So you're open for business. Are people coming in and how is this lockdown affecting you? Are people wearing masks?
They are generally, most people are, yeah. We will have to remind a couple and maybe to come in smaller numbers as well.
And I can smell a strong smell of detergent. The place must be spotless.
Yeah, we're no different than any kind of hospital or doctor's office or dentist's. Everything has to be sterile 100% of the time.
Are people coming in for tattoos?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's very, very busy. It's like nothing's happening at all.
A local tattoo parlour there in Port Laois saying it's busy. Henry, what did you find when it came to businesses and was it quiet or busy in this localised lockdown?
It was an unusual feeling, to be honest. I drove along the M7 motorway. Lots of cars, but a lot of them were just driving straight through the Midlands. They were on staycations. They had bikes attached. But when I got in to Port Laois, some restaurants were just open for takeaway service. It was a bit like phase two. I also noticed barbers and hair salons were open. And I got to meet this local business owner, LaDonna McCurtain. She won a retail gift store of the year 2019. Her business is called Nook and Cranny Gift Shop. She's still open for business, even though it's just local trade coming in. No tourism because they're in lockdown.
Well, since the announcement of our second, our semi-lockdown, I suppose that's very unfortunate and we didn't see that coming, so it's a disappointment. Our footfall is down as a result of that. Our website is certainly busier. But I think there's a little bit of confusion out there at the moment in relation to which businesses are able to trade, continue to trade, and those that are unfortunately unable to trade at this time.
Do you think it's fair to have a lockdown in Laois, Offaly and Kildare?
The priority is health. I don't know that it's a matter of fairness. Initially, I would have felt it was a little unfair when other counties had higher incidences of COVID cases. As I understand it, our case rate per 100,000 over 2 weeks is higher, and that's a cause for concern. I'm glad that the areas that seem to be at the source of this outbreak have been identified, and I would hope are being attended to quickly.
And are people wearing the masks today?
They certainly are. In fact, our customers and a lot of people in Port Laois have been very compliant indeed with the regulations. Certainly now since this morning, there's been very close to 100% compliance, I'm happy to say. it's terrific that in Laois people are looking after their businesses and their community and ensuring that we continue to survive, I should say, through this semi-lockdown.
That's local businesswoman LaDonna McCartan there. Henry, you met a publican and a jeweller. How is it for them in this lockdown?
Well, the publican, the pubs have to remain closed, including one that serves food. He was planning to open on Wednesday. And the jewellers, they can remain open. Here is Alison Brown from Jerry Brown Jewellers in Port Laois. And I asked her, how does she feel about the lockdown?
Very disappointed that we've had to enter into another semi-lockdown. But, you know, as business people, we learn to cope with these things. From this morning when we opened, everybody is coming in wearing the masks. And if they're not, we have a little spare box to help in case anyone forgets to wear a mask. I expect throughout Ireland there's going to be clusters in every county. It's Laois, Offaly and Kildare's turn at the moment, and I think we're coping with it very well. I wouldn't like to blame any business or point the finger because, you know, I think every county is going to get their turn. It's how we cope with it. And, you know, even as jewellers, we've extra stringents in place to give our customers confidence. We sterilise jewellery. Everyone that comes in gets a tray and it's all sterilised after they leave. So I think it's about the businesses that are open instill confidence in shoppers to still come. Port Laois is still open for business. Laois is still open for business. Unfortunately, our hearts go out to the tourism, the hospitality, the pubs. You will be opened. We just keep the faith.
PJ Kavanagh here from Kavanagh's Bar and Venue on the main street in Port Laois. Yeah, it's been very, very tough. We've been closed for the past 5 months. All our staff are very, very eager to get back to work. Well, most of them are. We had plans to reopen on Wednesday. Just a couple of days' time, we had staff rotas done and we'd notified all the staff about it. We got all the staff training completed. So now we're back to another few weeks, hopefully, of lockdown. But we are prepared to open as soon as the green light's there. Hopefully it'll come sooner rather than later. It's definitely in the public interest, and for people's health is number one. The issue that I would have with it is that businesses that are going to probably face into similar lockdowns like Laois, Offaly and Kildare have, there's an unknown again about this. What would be great would be to see the government come up and say any businesses involved in localised lockdowns would receive the restart grant again, just so that there's some form of certainty there that you're not just plunged into the unknown once again.
That's PJ Kavanagh from Kavanagh's Bar and Venue, Main Street, Port Laois. Henry, could we see this local lockdown happen almost nationwide?
Well, when it comes to almost nationwide, I got to meet Andrew Shaw from Shaw's. He has 16 retail outlets and he's open for business. And I talked to him about wearing masks and about customers wearing masks, or they could face fines of €2,500 or even a jail term. And I asked him, is there compliance in his shops?
2 or 3 weeks ago, I noticed we were getting about 70 or 80% compliance. And I'm very strict with this. I feel very strongly about wearing masks because it's been said from the very day one from Tony Hoolan. He said, wear masks, social distancing. We took that seriously. And so absolutely today, our doors are being monitored to ensure compliance.
How are you getting through this partial lockdown? Obviously, a lot of Shaws are in this area in the Midlands. Will business suffer? You've suffered an awful lot already.
We will trade. It's business as normal. It is business as normal. We keep our heads down and we will trade. We'll make sure that we got an environment that our customers feel comfortable coming into. They'll come into our shop, they can shop, there'll be social distance and they'll be comfortable. We can do the best with what we have. I think that things have been tough. They've been tough for a lot of businesses, retail included. They've been tough particularly for the hospitality, the publican business. And I think that the government should look at those counties particularly that need the help the most. At the moment, it's Port Laois, Offaly and Kildare. And I'd urge them to have a look at grants and ways of helping those businesses that are being worst hit.
And is it fair that all of you in the Midlands have been hit, and more than likely it's just the meat processing plants?
It's not really about fairness, this is about trust. It's about trust that the government are doing the right thing, which I believe that they are. I believe that they have a global picture and I think they've done the right thing by taking this action. Listen, we want to see a picture in a few weeks' time that we're out of this. We see the numbers reducing and we want to be back to where we were 3 or 4 weeks ago.
That was Andrew Shaw from Shaw's Almost Nation with News Talk's Henry McKean in Portlaoise in the Midlands. A lockdown.